This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 3rd, episode 1811, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
This year, the world's greatest thoroughbreds compete where the turf meets the surf. As the Breeders' Cup World Championships take the stage at the iconic Del Mar Racetrack.
They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Who will win the richest event in American horse racing?
And they're into the stretch, and here he comes.
The Breeders' Cup. Coverage begins Friday, November 3rd, and continues on November 4th on NBC.
It's Breeders' Cup time! I know where Jennifer will be the next 2 days. She'll be in front of the TV. NBC will be on nonstop.
Oh, Jennifer,
yes.
You mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You will, too. I mean, you're going to be in front of the TV, too.
Yeah, but see, I record because I have a child. And I can't, you know, I've got to play the race in between episodes of SpongeBob. Like, you get one, I get one.
We record just so we can fast forward through the commercials. Although the commercials at the Breeders' Cup are better because they actually have horses in them.
They're horsey commercials, so yes. It's kind of good. Yeah, you don't have to fast forward through commercials. Just, I mean, if you want to see the same Longines, commercials 47 times in a row, then you watch it.
And then I watch it and go, I wonder how much that wash actually costs. And then I go, I'm not going to look it up because I can't afford it. If I'm asking, I can't afford that watch right there.
That's Google it right now and let's find out. Here, I'm going to go to Jennifer and you are going to Google Longines and find out, maybe Amazon it, see if it's cheaper on Amazon. And you get that information and we'll go to Jennifer. Okay. Jennifer, right. What is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we open with a chat with Vanessa Rice about her burrow, that is beer burrow, talking about giving a horse an great job, in this case, mule. Mid-show, we are going to pick our Breeders' Cup favorites, as we alluded to earlier. And then it's on to equestrians' first world problems, and we've got some doozies this week. And keeping with the sarcasm theme, really bad ads, hits it over the fence. And finally, happy National Sandwich Day, everybody. Whether you cut across the middle or across the diagonal, this day is for you. So stay tuned for the phrase.
Okay, so I'm on Longines' website, and I have just looked up ladies' watches, and I've sorted by price. So you can go anywhere from as little, believe it or not, as $800. They have a watch. I was surprised, actually. They have watches at $800. And then when I Googled the far end of the spectrum, you're up in the $20,000 to $25,000 range.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
I would lose it in no time. I bought my first nice watch ever, and I didn't spend, like, you know, maybe $150. That's how nice the watch it was. It wasn't, you know, it was the nicest watch I've ever owned. It wasn't a Timex, $20. I can't find the damn thing. After the hurricane, we cannot find it. I don't know where it is. It was a nice watch. I liked wearing it. I have no idea where it is. Can you imagine if I bought a $25,000 watch and lost it? Jennifer, divorce me. That'd be it forever. Ugh.
No, I would divorce you when you bought it. I wouldn't wait until you lost it.
Right? Thank you, Jennifer, for being sensible.
Anyway, that's Longines. So, yes, we can't afford. We should just not even worry about it because we're not going to be. But would you buy a watch even for $800?
That's a ridiculous question. Do you know me at all? Now, here's the thing. It's like you say, like, I have a Longines and I have a Longines. And people look at it. They're like, that's only the $800 one.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the ghetto Longines.
That's
the broke ass Longines. Like, you saved up for it, but like, really, you have the crappy one.
Yeah,
it barely ticks.
Yeah. I had a fake I had a fake Rolex one time that somebody bought on the streets of New York and then brought home.
You can spot those a mile away.
Yeah, that ran for about 10 minutes before it died.
Yes.
I didn't pay too much for it.
All right, do Daily Winnies.
Daily Winnies. Well, my Daily Winnie, if you remember, Kim Baker is an animal communicator that did shows with us for a long time. She did one of the Tuesday shows, and she you know, did communication with a lot of our listeners' horses and stuff. I looked on her Facebook. It came across my feed this morning. She's on frickin' Mount Everest. She's at the base camp of Mount Everest. Now, it takes days and days to hike to the base camp, and apparently, she's going to be going for the top. I didn't know she was even doing this, but she had all kinds of pictures there of the base camp. And by the way, one of the pictures is kind of eerie because a lot of people die doing this. And there's these flags that are up there on this rock that are in honor. There's a flag for everybody that's died. And it's like the whole rock's covered in flags. So, my God, good luck to her.
Died. Like,
Yeah. I know. I'm just impressed. We're going to have Kim back on when she gets home because, wow, I did not know. And Kim, kudos to you, girl. You go. I don't think I could do that mentally or physically or any other way. It's like, man, no. I'm not sure I could do it by helicopter. So good job, Kim. Keep it up and be safe, my friend. Be safe.
I don't even know who the hell to give this Daily Winnie out to, but there's something
I can't help you
dramatic. So it's the story of the stray dog.
The Jack Russell?
Remember the Jack Russell that made his way to our home while I was in Ireland. Our farm sitter and Abby, my student, who boards here, oh, look at the puppy, like came down the driveway and looped back around and came into the arena and laid down. So they keep him. And meanwhile, they messaged me. There's a dog here, just so you know, when you come home, there's a dog here. We're looking for the owner. Well, I go out and do like a social media search. Can't find the owner. Go up to the store to get the hay that I buy, the feed store. And there's a sign. And at this point, my child has fallen in love with this dog. My husband, who doesn't even really like dogs, is in love with this dog. He's a shorty Jack Russell. He's very small. We were calling him Trooper. So I found the owner. The lady came over, picked up the dog. Lucas cried for like 3 hours solid crying and then whimpered for like another 6 till he went to bed. It was crazy. I mean, he was just devastated. And we were too. And Chad was really sad that we didn't get to keep the dog. Fast forward next 2 days later, which was yesterday, I get a phone call. Hey, this is so-and-so. We own Tank, the tiny little Jack Russell. His name is Tank. And we have 7 dogs, and he's getting picked on a lot. And I really feel like you guys would give him a good home. So do you want him?
This is the lady that took her dog and ran out the door? The same lady.
Yeah, because there's a crying child screaming, unhappy that she's taking the dog, period. So guess who's sitting right next to me right now in the house? He's on a pillow. He's got his own little bed now.
So they just gave you the dog?
They just gave us the dog.
How old is the dog, by the way? You guessed it was old. But
he's 7 years old.
Oh, that's all.
And yeah, that's all. He's graying in the face a little bit, but 7 years old. His name is Tank. I guess it's like a different kind of Jack Russell. I haven't really had time to do the research. Shorty Jack Russell. And of course, I get him yesterday and immediately he runs off yesterday morning, comes back like hours later covered in burrs. And I'm like, that's it. We have to figure something out because apparently he's like a wanderer.
He's a runner.
He's a runner. Like, he came home. I was like, how did you know which home to come to? Because she lives in the neighborhood. You would have thought if he was going to run home, he'd have run to her house. But he ran to my house. So we've got some training we need to do.
Can't be off the leash for a while or out of the yard for a while, huh?
No, exactly. So anybody have any training tips on keeping a little dog? I mean, the problem is he's so little. I've never had, and Chad and I realized we've never had a little dog ever. I've always had border collie sized dogs or a, you know, basset hounds.
Or Lucky.
Who's but pretty, we've never,
he's little tall wise, but not round wise.
He's 52 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
Lucky's 52 pounds?
Yeah, he was 28 pounds
oh
when we adopted
my God.
Him. He's 52 pounds now. Yeah. He eats well. He
yeah,
eats well.
I'd say. So you're up to four dogs now? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we count this one as a half? Maybe three and a half dogs.
Let's go with three and a quarter. He's so small. I mean, he's sitting on my tiny little office chair on a pillow right now. He's just, and the thing is, he's amazing. I'm sitting on the, we have bar stools. And I was sitting on one of the bar stools last night, which are fairly tall. And I just go, come here, bud. And I tap my leg and ping, he like leaps into the air and lands on my lap. He's crazy great. We really like him. And I would like to point out that my husband, who does not like dogs, the guess where the dog has slept the past two nights?
You have a bed
in
dog.
Between Chad and I. And I'm pretty sure it's Chad going, come on, buddy. Come here, buddy. Come on, right here. And he sleeps under the covers. So, yes, now I have a fourth dog. Welcome to the family, Tank.
So this one's going to be Chad's and Lucas's dog.
Yeah,
it's
except
the guy's
for the problem.
Dog.
It's the guy's dog, except for all women know that are listening. No, who feeds? Yeah, that's right. And then who feeds the who when the I feed the dogs love me. That's the bottom line. So now I have four dogs following me around everywhere because I'm the feed lady. I mean, Chad, feed the freaking dogs and the like. You just feed them. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll get to it. And then
just
I'm,
do something.
You know, just do feed something. Yeah. Feed somebody. That's feed right. yourself. Feed your child. Feed a dog. Feed a horse. Feed a chicken. I don't care. All I do is feed things here. And now I get to feed another
dog. Yeah, but he doesn't eat much. A little Jack Russell like that won't eat as much as Lucky, apparently.
He's so cute.
All right, let's go to our first guest. I'll tell you what, talk about feed things. She's found a way to feed her animals and to pay for feeding her animals, and it's so cool and so unique. And we always talk about, if you're in the horse world and you want to have a job in the horse world, you have to sometimes get creative. Not everybody can be a professional rider. Matter of fact, very few people make money being professional riders. But some of us make money talking on radio shows, and other people make money with their burros. Yes, they're donkeys. And we have Vanessa Rice on here with the Beer Burro from WeddingBurro.com. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning, by the way. Are you in Phoenix or you're in Arizona somewhere, right?
I'm in Phoenix. So it's a little after 6 our time here.
Yeah, and Jamie's
Welcome
there too.
Welcome to my world. I'm right down the street.
So this is a unique concept that you've been doing for quite a while, since 2009.
Yep, that's right.
So tell us what it is. What prompted the idea of, I have this burro, I could do fun things with it, and people will love my burro.
Well, I got the idea in Mexico. We were actually at a wedding. My husband's brother was getting married, and they were at an all-inclusive resort in Cancun. And after the ceremony and the reception and the dinner, they had a guy show up with this donkey, and it had some baskets and, you know, and on the side of its saddle with beer. And most of the wedding party and most of the guests were from Canada, and they just, you know, had a great time with it. It was so much fun. And it just got me to thinking, you know, why don't we have that in Arizona? And I had worked with some donkeys and mules in the past when I lived in Colorado, and I knew that they're different than horses. I've always owned horses. And so I just got to thinking about it. And I talked to some event planners, you know, when I got back, and they all thought it was a great idea. And then it was just a matter of finding the right animal. And I started off with Miha, who I still have. And now I've added three other, you know, donkeys, three other burros to the stable. And we're just kind of, you know, it started off and it was very well received, and we've just gone from there.
Well, it doesn't hurt that they're cute as a Dickens. I mean, that doesn't hurt either. But
oh my God, can I just stop you for a second? My friend Alex used to work for you. I evented with her. Guys, I just looked at pictures.
Alex still works for me. Yeah.
Oh, does she really? She's actually, funny.
Yep. She's actually doing a job tonight with Burrito at the Four Seasons. So I'll be seeing her later today.
Oh my gosh. She's just so Glenn, let me paint a picture. Tiny, adorable little burro with beards and hot blonde. Okay.
So perfect.
She pairs them up really well.
Well, you know, I watched your video.
Well, we actually have two standard donkeys that are our main donkeys. And then we have two miniature donkeys that are oversized miniatures. Most miniature donkeys are 32, 33 inches at the shoulders, but Burrito and Diego are both more along the lines of 37 or 38 inches at the shoulder. So they're not tiny. They're pretty, you know, they're fairly large.
Okay. Well,
and I love the fact that I watched the video, one of the videos you have up there with the donkey showing up at a party or something with the saddle, with the beer, you know, and in the little coolers on the side. And I love the fact that there were as many carrots in the carrot pouch for the donkey as there were beers in the beer pouch. Because I assume that he eats a lot of carrots out of people's hands during the gig.
Well, yeah, and that video on the homepage of the website is sort of old. That back in the day, we used to sort of let Miha eat whatever she wanted. Now we're a little more controlled about how many carrots they get. We actually cut them up in little pieces so that they last a lot longer. But yeah, it's definitely a negotiation. You know, they don't work for free. That's for sure.
Miha was getting a little chunky. Was that what the problem was with Miha?
Well, yeah. And the other thing is as we started working, you know, so much, I mean, it's one thing if you're just doing one job a week or two jobs a week, but when you're working all the time, you have to limit the carrots. You know, they can't have just unlimited carrots. That's for sure.
Is this full time for you guys now?
You know, we're very busy. You know, October and November, we're busy. We're doing things. You know, sometimes we're double, triple booked, and we're working constantly. Yeah, and once February, March, and April and May, those are also our just really, really busy months where we're just slammed. We're completely booked for October and November, where we couldn't take another job if we wanted to.
Did you, I mean, in 2009, you know, you started this the same way we probably started these shows. It was like, oh, this would be a fun thing to do. Did you ever imagine that this would be like a job someday?
No, never. It was supposed to be something for fun and kind of something to, you know, a business to come up with to ride off the truck and trailer and, you know, obviously a legitimate business, but it was never meant to be something where I have, you know, donkeys everywhere and three different, you know, employees. And, you know, we're at the Ritz-Carlton, we're at the Desert Ridge Marriott, we're at El Charro, you know, we're all over the place at once. I never imagined it would be.
And
like
you
that.
Could not have ever even imagined that you would be at the Ritz-Carlton with your donkeys. I mean, gosh.
Well, when I started out, it was really, you know, we pretty much did it for free. It was just a matter of getting through the door and getting people to see it and making them understand that the donkeys wouldn't cause a mess and that no one would get hurt and that it would be well received. And, you know, and it once it took a lot to convince people that this was something that would be fun and something that their guests would, you know, really take back with them and enjoy. And once we got the ball rolling, then it became very popular. And, you know, now we have people all over the country that have copied us and, you know, some have reached out directly and asked for advice and asked, you know, how they could do the same thing and duplicate the business. And for the most part, you know, now if you go on social media and you put in the word hashtag Beer Burro, you can find donkeys from North Carolina to Colorado, you know, Texas, it's becoming a very common thing. And Cowgirl Magazine just did an article on us and they called it a trend. And I had to kind of correct them and be like, it's not a trend. It's, you know, it's been around for a while. It's definitely nothing new at this point.
Like, it's a way of life in Mexico. They actually use their burros for work.
I'm looking at the wedding pictures here. They are just beautiful. And the one common thing, and you have 1,000 wedding pictures on here, the one common thing is the smiles on everybody's faces. I mean, it's just, they're just having such a good time with the donkey. And this is all the bride and grooms. It's so funny.
Yeah, and the guests are really, when we have people that book us, I always tell them, I say, you know, really the donkey's there, especially at weddings. It's important that the bride and groom get a few photos and the bride and groom spend a few minutes with the donkey, but it's really there for the guests. You know, it's a great icebreaker. It's a great way to set the tone for the rest of the event, for the rest of the evening. We have a lot of people use us for rehearsal dinners, which it's great because people are a little stressed out sometimes, you know, before the wedding, and you have a lot of people that don't, you know, different family members from different families. They don't know each other. So the donkey is a great way to just sort of break the ice and kick off the,
just pet the, you know, ass the, and the get wedding drunk. Weekend.
That's right. That's right. Right. Ask her what the name
right.
of the,
you can imagine.
I was just going to
say, we've heard a lot of ass jokes.
I bet you have, sure. Because tell Jamie what the name of your company is.
It's called Holland Ass Productions.
Holland Ass Productions.
Love it.
What's the craziest thing you've ever been hired to do? The one that you just couldn't believe you were there the whole time you were there?
You know, we do a lot of corporate work. And, you know, we're doing more and more weddings now and rehearsal dinners and that type of thing. But especially in 2012, 2013, 2014, 90% of what we did were corporate, corporate cocktail parties. And the most difficult job I ever did was we were involved in a Fortune 500 company that was launching a new product, and they wanted to use the donkey during the launching of the product. So, we had to get to a difficult floor on the Phoenician where we had to ride in an elevator, which wasn't that big of a deal, but the donkey had to walk down this aisle, and it was a full production. It's kind of hard to describe, but you know, where they, you had to stand by and the music and the announcer, and I had to walk the donkey down this, you know, to me, what was very scary, the lights, the music, the announcer, and everything had to go like clockwork. If Miha decided to stop halfway down or not get up on the stage or, you know, those things, it was just going to be a disaster. And it was in front of 250 people, and she did everything. She always does everything she's asked to do, and it all worked out. But I definitely remember being up on that stage in the middle of that thinking, how did I get here?
I see your future on The Tonight Show. You and Jimmy on The Tonight Show. I see that coming one of these days. As soon as they get wind of it, you're going to have Miha at The Tonight Show for sure. This was great. I got to congratulate you, too. You made it a business. And this kind of business, I owned an acting company for a lot of years, and we did corporate events for 10 years. This kind of business survives and grows on reputation. That means you have a terrific reputation, or you wouldn't be here today. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's one job at a time. And, you know, we were standing in an event the other day, and one of the guests, it was a corporate event, and he came over, and we had two donkeys with us. And he says, well, you know, do they do any tricks? Like, is there a trick that they do, you know? And I said, yeah, the trick is no one's going to the hospital tonight.
The trick is I walk them up into an elevator and I go places. Okay. Settle down.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot that can go wrong with a live animal, you know, where you're standing around glassware, and, you know, tables and all kinds of obstacles that you don't really think about. And you know, the donkeys are just, they've never let me down. They've always been very cooperative, and, you know, just they're fantastic animals, and they're great ambassadors for their species, I guess. You know, you'd be surprised how many people have never seen a donkey, let alone, you know, had one in the middle of their cocktail hour, right?
They've never had one serve them beer, that's for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining. This is great. The website is weddingborough.com. That's the one you want to tell everybody about, right?
Yeah, that's the easiest one. I have it forwarded to the hallandassproductions.com, but weddingborough.com is the best. Or, you know, on Facebook, it's Beer Borough. And on Instagram, it's wedding_borough.
Okay. And we'll post a link to that on our Facebook page and our show notes for today's show as well. This has been fun, Vanessa. Congratulations on a really cool business.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tell Alex hi.
Bye. I will. I will. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. This is a small world, the horse world.
So remember the last time somebody dumped some puppies out at my house? Well, it was like over a year ago. Alex is one of the ones who came and took one of the puppies that
was
abandoned. Yeah.
Okay, this is a small world.
Absolutely.
Did you know she did this?
As soon as she started talking about it, I went to Alex's Facebook page because I remember seeing her because she evented with me. And I remember seeing her standing around like in a sombrero holding a donkey with like beer on it.
Just to show you, there's opportunities in this world if you think outside the box, right?
Absolutely. Live your dreams, man. Like, you want to go have a mariachi band follow around a burro at a wedding? Go for it.
And people are probably thinking, well, you know, what's it cost to rent a donkey? It's not cheap. It's $425 to $1,200 depending on the event.
Wow. Well, worth every penny.
Yep. So there you go. It's going to be a lot of new donkey businesses opening up right after this interview.
I don't feel like it could be cheap. I mean, there's a lot of overhead associated with bringing a donkey.
And you see the costumes the donkey has and everything the donkeys have. They're so cute. Oh, that's so cool. What a neat thing. Well, let's hear from, and by the way, Jennifer's horse, Nigel, loves parties, Jennifer. He loves the hunt parties.
He comes under the tent. Job.
He eats. He eats the food. He eats the cookies and the cake. Second job, Jennifer.
You know, nothing says amazingly adorable like a big chestnut gelding.
Well, we could dress him up in a costume, a mariachi outfit, right? Jennifer could learn to play the guitar.
Mariachi outfit.
We could teach Jennifer to play something, I'm sure, you know, the fiddle or something, you know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
No words can describe the depth of the bond between a horse and his person. A kiss at the gate just before you turn him out. The soft touch of his muzzle on your hand as he scoops up the treat out of your palm. The warmth of his body under your legs as you saunter bareback across the pasture. The beat of his hooves as you gallop in perfect rhythm cross-country. The sensation of flying as you clear the oxer. The sense of peace that comes over you as you walk together down the quiet trail. The sound of him contently eating his dinner. The feel of his warm, soft coat under your hand. The feeling you get when it's just you and your horse. It's why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Equijoule. Fight back against an energy crisis that can impact condition and performance. Equijoule is a high-fat, low-starch and sugar formula that was developed to safely meet the energy needs of your horse. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
With 3 furlongs to run in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Blushing John taking the lead 3/8 of a mile out. It's Blushing John in front. Sunday Silence on the outside. outside, gearing up now. He's left Easy Goer 2.5 lengths behind. They're coming to the top of the stretch, and Blushing John is under a hand rod. He leads by length and a half. Sunday Silence, a threatening presence on the outside. Easy Goer is set down, and he's put to a fierce drive. Coming to the final furlong, Sunday Silence surges to the front. Blushing John trying to fight back. Easy Goer with one final acceleration, and Sunday Silence holds on, and he wins by a desperate neck. Easy Goer was too late, not enough to win it, and it was Sunday Silence in a racing epic.
A break of three to Jed Forrest, followed by Tinner's Way. Concern is still last. Three furlongs to go. Cigar! Cigar makes his move, and he sweeps to the lead with a dramatic rush with three furlongs to go. And Jerry Bailey turns him loose, and he guides him down to the rail as the field turns for home. Unaccounted for down inside. A quarter of a mile between Cigar and a perfect season. Coming down to the last furlong with a 2.5 length lead. And Jerry Cigar for everything he has. The carrier is awakening second. On the inside, unaccounted for. On the outside, Soul of the Manor. And here he is, the unconquerable, invincible, unbeatable Cigar!
And Ferdinand to pick him up now on the outside third. Good Command is putting in his run toward the rail. Skywalker is still in it. He's only three lengths off the lead.
Zenyatta, if she wins this, she'll be a super horse. She's starting to pick them off, though. Zenyatta going to hook to the outside. Meanwhile, it's Colonel John. Summer Bird in the red cap. And Zenyatta's come to the outside. Zenyatta coming flying on the grandstand side. Gio Conti on the inside. Summer Bird is right there. This is unbelievable! Zenyatta! What a performance! One we'll never forget. Looked impossible, but it is Zenyatta. Yata, still unbeaten under Mike Smith.
American Farrell through three quarters of a mile in 1:11.1. So it's picked up a bit as they head for the far turn. American Farrell's lead is a length and a half. And now Victor Espinosa starts to pump on him and says, let's go. On the far turn, they're in front by two. F&X continues to chase. And then comes Frosted and Tonalist. And they're all put to full out drives. And American Farrell is getting away. And they're into the stretch. And American Farrell has a four length lead. F&X is second, and then it's Frosted, Tonalist, and Honor Code. American Farrell comes into his final furlong, and he's got a five, a six-length lead as they come to the wire. A Triple Crown winner, a Breeders' Cup winner, a horse of a lifetime! American Farrell has won the Breeders' Cup Classic over F&X and Honor Code in a final time of 2:07.
I'm sorry. Do you expect me to communicate after that? God, I had goosebumps and then I cried a little bit and then I got goosebumps again.
Oh, man.
Just hearing some of these names.
Your mic is killing us here. You just got a bad hum. Can you unplug and replug?
Yes.
Something going on there. Oof. That was bad. Sorry about that, everybody. We've been having a little trouble. I don't know if our mic's giving out or cord's giving out or computer's giving out. Something's giving out. We'll see if we can get her back here.
Is this any better?
Yeah. Whew, I don't know what that was. Lovely. I think it might be your cord. We might have to get that replaced.
I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
Yeah, probably is. But my God, that package just makes you get... if you don't have goosebumps, you don't like horse racing at all. It's just like the names in there and the race calls. Amazing.
Unbelievable. So amazing. Just to hear the names in Yada and Sunday Silence and Easy Goer and Ali Sheba and Ferdinand. By the way, if I win that race, I was like, oh, wait, okay, it was Ferdinand. Yeah. Just unbelievable. Oh, what a package. Good job putting that together.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, let's talk about the Breeders' Cup today and tomorrow. What do we got? We're going to make our picks. Jennifer, can you write these down so we can remember?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're going to start with the juvenile for our picks because I feel like the juvenile, we need to get to know the Breeders' Cup juvenile horses because a lot of these horses we're going to see in the Triple Crown races next year, hopefully. Sometimes not. Sometimes you do. So I just felt like throwing these names out there and getting to know them would be a good idea.
Was one of these the one that Scott talked about the other day that's the hands-on favorite, going to win everything and going to be the next horse of a lifetime?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, but I won't tell you who it is until we get done. All right. So the number one post, by the way, these are all 2-year-old colts, not a filly in the group. So we've got U.S. Navy Flag, U.S. Navy Flag, Solomini, like Solomon with an eni on the end, Solomini, Firenze Fire, Give Me a Minute, all squished into one word, Give Me a Minute. Free Drop Billy.
I don't know why they think that's funny.
A Curlin' Baby called Good Magic. The Tabulator. Bahamian. Has It. H-A-Z-I-T. Has It. The mare's name is Rumor. Ah, I get it.
Rumor has it. Oh, I got it now.
Rumor has it. Okay, we got it. Golden Dragon. Bolt de Oro and Hollywood Star. Oh, that's a good name because Hollywood Star is by Malibu Moon out of Hollywood Story.
Owned by somebody in Hollywood, obviously. Boy, there's if I'm picking by name, which I always do, there's a lot of great names in this one.
Yeah, what are you going to go with? Let's see, let me guess. I would say you would either go with U.S. Navy Flag or Firenze Fire.
Actually, you're half right. I'm going to go, if I'm going to pick, are we picking just to win? Is that what we're doing?
Picking to win.
Okay, so I'm going to pick to win. It's between Golden Dragon and U.S. Navy Flag. I'm going U.S. Navy Flag.
Okay. I will go with the for sure, absolutely going to win, which means he's probably not going to win. Bolt d'Oro. That was the pick for that Scott came in with.
And he said the reason for that was this horse has just kicked butt and won everything. It's just a superstar.
I think he alluded to it was embarrassing. Like he embarrassingly beat everybody.
Yeah. I think that's basically how he said it. Yep. And he looks like a 25-year-old horse. He's just mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is by a Medaglio d'Oro out of a mare named Globetrot. The jockey is Corey Nakatani, and Windstar Farm owns it.
Well, there we go. And Jennifer, your pick?
Oh, I am going to go with there are two Curlin' Chids in here, aren't there? Solomini.
Okay, so the Curlin', you always pick Curlin' Babies.
I know, and you know why I do that? Because I know they're not going to win, so when I pick them, I'm not cheating anybody out of their win.
Good Magic is the other one.
Solomini, oh, I like Good Magic because it's Glenda the Good, and that's
yes.
And that's The Wizard of Oz. That's my favorite movie.
All right.
So I'm going with Good Magic.
Good Magic
and
for Jennifer.
Trained by Chad Brown, and then we love Chad Brown.
And by the way, people, none of us know how to read the actual program, so don't take anything we say.
Take mine to the bank, apparently. If you bet $1 on them, you can get your dollar back.
Maybe it might be one of those negative ones that we talk about sometimes. So, yeah. All right. That's the juvenile.
I'm only going to do 3 races
because
the distaff is always incredibly important. You've got names like last year, Beholder. Before that, Stop Charging Maria, then Untappable. And then Beholder again, and then Royal Delta. We're talking the mares of all mares are always the winners of this race. Just the names you would not believe. So do you want me to, you want to play the race from last year first?
We have to play this. It is the most amazing call in years. Take a listen. Larry
Now,
Colmes.
Hold on. Before, this is, Beholder won it in 2013. And this is Beholder's last race that she's ever going to run. And this is 2013 she won, and this is 2016. So there's been two horses to win in between. So she's really got a long career, and this is her last race. So let's play it.
The Breeders' Cup Distaff, and oh, Stellar Wind did not break at all. She had a very slow start as Mike Smith sends Songbird to the front, and Beholder is right there, and I'm a Chatterbox is going to put some pressure on now, too. And then it's Carolina Way running in fourth position. Landover Sea is next. Stellar Wind, who just did not come out of the gate well at all. It's about six lengths off the lead with the Argentinian Corona del Inca alongside of her. Forever Unbridled is last, and Songbird leads the way through a 23-1 opening quarter mile. A solid first fraction for her, but she's in the clear as they race onto the backstretch. I'm a Chatterbox is running along in second position onto the backstretch run. And then comes Carolina. Beholder on the outside is fourth. She's now four lengths off of Songbird up the backstretch. It's another 2.5 to Stellar Wind. And Victor Espinosa has her six lengths off the lead right now. Then Landover Sea, Forever Unbridled, and Corona del Inca. So it's a 47 flat half for Songbird. Very easy for her as she continues her journey into the far turn with a length lead. I'm a Chatterbox continues to pursue in second. Beholder has not moved yet. Gary Stevens has not asked her to go as of yet. Now he's starting to ask just a bit, and she's a length and a half off of Songbird, third in the far turn. Songbird is taken on now, and here comes Beholder, and a confrontation of champions as they come toward the top of the stretch. I'm a Chatterbox trying to cling to them. Stellar Wind's got work to do. Songbird and Beholder, and they're into the stretch, and here we go. Songbird set down. Beholder is alongside. Forever Unbridled is 2.5 lengths behind them. Furlong to run. Songbird, Beholder, they are nose to nose. This race living up to its expected power as they come to the wire. Their noses apart. It's Beholder. I think she got her head down on the wire.
He's enthusiastic for sure. Oh, Jamie, do we still have you?
Oh my gosh, he was like voice cracks and it was
wait a minute, let's hear the very end again.
Set down. Beholder is along. Beholder, they are nose to nose. This race living up to its expected power as they come to the wire. Their noses apart. It's Beholder. I think she got her head down on the wire. So
oh my god, that was the Songbird Beholder rivalry. Now if you look at this year's distaff, it's pretty exciting because you're going to recognize some of the names from last year. First in the one hole, the three-year-old filly. I mean, this is fillies and mares, so they can be three. I think there's a couple five-year-olds in here. So we've got number one, Champagne Room. Number two, Stellar Wind.
Okay, is that owned by a guy who owns strip clubs? By the way, I just have to ask.
Glenn, it could be just a room they serve champagne in.
Well, okay. That is what they call some of those rooms at strip clubs. Just saying.
I know. I don't know who named it. The mare that it's out of, her name is Lucky to Be Me. And the stud is Broken Val.
Okay, well, there you go. I think we've probably got a strip club owner there.
Lucky to Be Me, Broken Val, name Champagne Room. Nice to meet you. Number two is Stellar Wind, another curling baby. Stellar Wind, who you heard running last year and broke very poorly last year and has had a fantastic year and career. Then we've got Mopetism, which is by Uncle Mo. Mopetism. Abel Tasman, Quality Road Philly. We've got Elate, also by Medaglia d'Oro. Forever Unbridled, who you heard ran in last year. She's 5 years old, and she's by Unbridled Song. You had to turn it down. Thank you. And then we've got Paradise Woods and Romantic Vision. So if you're picking, and I have zero clue who I would pick. So Do you want to know jockeys or
no? I don't need to know jockeys.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I'm picking Stellar Wind, and I'll tell you why. Stellar Wind last year was ridden by Mike Smith, broke very poorly, didn't get out of the gate, was ridden in a messy fashion. This year, ridden by Victor Espinoza. That's right. The guy who can get a horse out of the gate quicker than anybody else. I'm going Stellar Wind and Victor.
Jennifer?
I am going with Mo Patism because I like Uncle Mo.
Oh, because he's so cute.
And I just have to go to the champagne room today. So,
hey, your lunch crisis has been averted.
Oh, there we go. I hate to be predictable, but how could I not go to the champagne room today?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then do you want to play last year's classic?
All right. Let me read that up.
They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic. California Chrome and Arrowgate both had great starts, and California Chrome goes right to the front. FNX on the inside is not far behind. And then it's Melatonin. Arrowgate's going to sit off the pace. He's just to the outside of Frosted early on. He's four lengths off of California Chrome. And then it's Windless Space, Keen Eyes Opportunity. And Horror Story, the long shot is last as California Chrome runs past the stands for the first time and heads through an opening quarter mile of 23 1/5 seconds. California Chrome, the leader. Melatonin sticks to him on the outside. Frosted rides the rail, and there goes Arrowgate three wide, and now he takes third, and now he's only two lengths off of California Chrome. FNX is a close-up fifth, and it's five lengths to Keen Ice. Win the Space is next, and then Opportunity and War Story. The half mile was an easy one for California Chrome, 47 seconds flat. And Victor Espinoza and California Chrome head up the backstretch at Santa Anita, trying to complete this perfect season in the Breeders' Cup Classic. They've got a two-length lead here. Melatonin is now a little bit farther behind than he was as California Chrome just gets away, moving for the far turn. Arrowgate is now 3.5 lengths off of his foe, California Chrome, who has led every step of the way so far. Around the far turn, three quarters up in 1:10 and 4. It has picked up a bit. And Victor Espinoza and California Chrome have a 2.5 length lead. And Mike Smith lets Arrowgate loose. And here he comes. He's going to try to make a race of it with 1/4 mile to run. And they're into the stretch. And California Chrome comes roaring home with Arrowgate coming after him on the outside. 1 furlong to run. California Chrome put to the test. Arrowgate full out. Can he stick with him? California Chrome. Arrowgate still coming. California Chrome, Arrowgate steals the show in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He has defeated California Chrome under Mike Smith in his 25th Breeders' Cup score.
Unbelievable. I was so disappointed after that race. I remember being so sad that California Chrome didn't win, but he went on to do good things, so he's okay. But yeah, it was heartbreaking for me. So hearing that race is a little bit, it stings a little, not going to lie. So here are the horses that are in it. And as usual.
And we got to meet him too.
I know.
We got
Chromie,
to spend
baby.
Some special time with him alone.
with California Chrome, not Mike Smith.
That was okay. Creepy, Glenn.
No, with California Chrome. That was not Mike Smith. No, I think if we got to spend alone time with Mike Smith, Jamie would just kill him.
He'd probably punch me in the throat. All right. So number one in the one hole, we've got Arrowgate again. And remember, if Bob Baffert wins, it's going to be four in a row. That's crazy.
Arrowgate's like the Energizer Bunny. Just keep cranking the thing, keep cranking the thing, and keeps right on going.
And he is the obvious favorite, too, by the way. So Arrowgate, number one hole with Bob Baffert as the trainer. Then we've got number two, War Decree. Three is Win the Space. Four, War Story. Number five, Gun Runner. Mubtahij is number six. Number seven, Churchill. Eight, West Coast. 9, Gunavera, 10, Pavel, and 11, Collected.
Can we talk about the violent theme to this year's names? We have War Decree, we have War Story, we have Gun Runner, we have Churchill, who was basically World War II, we have Gunavera. So we have a very violent crew this year.
I think Warfront is the sire for a lot of these, and Union Rags and Warfront. Yeah, we have a lot of Warfront babies. So
it's just wow. And I didn't see that. I looked at the lineup yesterday, but I didn't see that till you read them off. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Jennifer, you go first.
I'm going first. I'm picking Churchill because Aiden O'Brien's one of my faves.
Okay. And you liked Churchill over War Decree because that's also an Aiden trained horse.
I think Churchill's a better name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glenn?
Boy, I tell you, I don't know. There's too many good names in this one. I think I've picked Gunrunner in the past and been disappointed. So I'm going to pick War Decree.
War Decree is the other Aiden O'Brien trained horse.
30-1. I'm going to win some money.
Yeah, you got to bet it, though. Well, if you usually pick Gunrunner and don't win, I'm going to pick Gunrunner and win.
Okay, perfect. That's about how it works with us.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't decide between Gunrunner and Mooptahish. So since you said Gunrunner, you're not picking, I'm going to pick it.
There you go. Perfect.
That is how we roll around here, people. Bet these suckers, okay? I mean, you know what? The quickest way to lose money is to take all three of our picks and do like a $20 try.
Yes. Yeah.
Might as well lose it all. Yeah. Might as well burn that money.
You are not going to win anything. We promise. Well, that's it. We'll post, Jennifer, if you could do a post on Facebook of our picks, and then maybe we can have everybody else post underneath that of who their picks are, and we can see who sucks the worst then when we're done.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, we have at 5 a.m. this morning, Glenn, my time, 5 a.m. this morning, I said, hey, I need some first world problems from you guys for this weekend. And oh, my God, I got like a billion in 5 minutes. So we've got first world problems coming up, equestrian first world problems. First world problem, first world problem, first world problem. All right. And this is our auditors today because I just threw it in the auditor room. And this is what they've come up with. Again, this is a collection of first world problems for equestrians. And if you have a horse, you have first world problems because you're not trying to sell beer from the side of your burrow. Okay. You're right. All right. Ellen says, a windstorm knocked a branch down on my coop and my spoiled hens had to sleep in the house.
I saw the picture, too. That was a great big tree that came down next to her coop. Yep. Every day.
Mo says, the clean water that comes right into my house that's drinkable like magic is going to be off for like 2 hours today. So I had to fill pitchers this morning so I don't die of dehydration in 2 hours. Water shut off for 2 hours. The water that runs into your home. Okay. Lindsay says, I got invited to go fox hunting this weekend. So now I have to rearrange my whole Saturday to go buy a new hunt coat.
Poor thing.
It's terrible.
Joy, everybody's going to hate you. 5 men tried to help me in the grocery store and all I wanted was a case of water.
Have you seen Joy, by the way?
It's really pretty.
Yeah. There's a reason 5 men are helping her.
And she had like a horse chick. She's like, I got this. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm stronger than all 5 of you. Let me go. Yep. She was probably wearing breeches, too. That didn't help.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa says, I'm riding a clinic at my barn this weekend, so I have to go all the way downstairs to my horse stuff storage area and bring up his navy pad with the gray sheepskin lining and white trim, his navy boots and his white sheepskin lining, and bring up his navy ear bonnet and on and on and on. Poor Lisa. Oh, you poor thing.
Hey, her what? What did she call that? Her horse stuff?
Her horse stuff storage area.
Wow, we all have one of those, huh? I wonder where that is.
Yeah, mine's everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
So she actually has one. That's a good.
Katie says, I have a new puppy and I ordered her so many new things from Amazon that when I get the boxes, I don't know what's in them and I have to actually open them all up immediately. It's so frustrating.
Do you do that? I order stuff from Amazon, and then it comes in, and you've totally forgot you've ordered something, and it's like Christmas. You open it up and go, oh, that's cool. I forgot I ordered
it. Totally, especially when I drink and have my phone in bed. Oh, bad idea. Patty says, I can't decide if I should buy my two mares the same color blankets, or should they each have their own? Patty, get them each their own, because then you're not going to be like, what shoes is who?
Yeah, because they're going to be different sizes.
Unless
they're the
same size.
Yeah.
Marissa says, yeah, they're never the same size. Oh, Joyce says, when I bought a generator for camping, I got one with a remote, and at night it runs out of fuel, so now I have to go outside of my gooseneck to turn it on or off. Marissa, I got on an airplane to fly to Florida yesterday, but because I spent so long in security, I didn't have time to get a mint mocha. Lisa says, I can't ride my horse until 9 a.m. because they drag the arena's brand new footing every day at 8:30.
That's damn inconvenient, by the way.
God, poor thing. Courtney says, I've got another free horse coming today, but it's raining and I really don't want to go out and pick him up. Kayla says, it's going to rain this weekend and I have no excuse not to ride because I have all my all-weather fitting and I could literally ride in a hurricane.
I can see Kayla saying that too, actually.
Exactly. I know, me too. Lila says, I really want to drive my horse, but I'm 4 hours away at Disneyland.
Horse girls are all the same. They never change. We have one, too. Tomorrow, we wanted to go out, take our horses, our carriage and everything. We can do it in a nice trailer, and we wanted to take them out to the game lands here, which, by the way, is about 5 million acres that has all these carriage drying trails and everything through it. It's hunting season, so we can't go there because we'll get shot. So we have to find some other of the 25 places around Florida to go.
You poor thing.
We're
going
to have to actually drive about 10 minutes further than we were planning on to go to the next beautiful place that's an island to drive our horses.
The worst. Misty says, I have so many horses that I had to hire someone to clean the barn during the week. Karina says, I'm running out of storage for all my horse blankets.
Okay, that's a problem that horse husbands can fix. If you have a husband, he can help you fix that.
Or get, have less horses. I don't know. No, there's just a lot to go on. I don't know. Every horse has to.
Throw away the ones with the holes. Throw them away.
No, throw nothing away ever. Ever.
That's
save
why she
everything.
Can't fit all the blankets. Is it because all the old dead ones that she might use someday on some future horse are still in there
correct.
And they're moldy and full of moths? Throw them away.
No,
oh,
no.
You never
see,
throw
because
away a horse blanket ever.
Never throw away a bit or a horse blanket.
Never.
Two rules to live by, or never sell a bit or a horse blanket, because you never know when you're going to adopt a little pony and you have a pony blanket that's been here for 10 years from when you had a pony when you were a kid. Thank you, Precious Magic Gallop Jennings, because you get a blanket this year.
You
don't
really
mind
did
the
keep
hole.
The pony blanket for 10 years.
It's more than 10 years old, let's be honest. But I did the
and
laundry.
And for you, that's about 25 moves. So you really did hang on to that thing.
Okay. Bits and blankets, always keep. Okay. Claire says, I don't have enough room in my tack lockers for all of my saddles. And finally, wrapping it up, Kimberly. This is like, first of all, let me just say to all you ladies, I feel you. Okay. I feel you. These are real problems. And I'm sad for all of you. I'm sad for all the things you have to go through because I have to go shopping for a new dog today too. And I've got to get him a little blanket because he gets cold at night and he shakes a little bit.
You live in freaking Arizona.
It gets down to like 60 at night, Glenn. We're freezing.
You're buying a blanket for a dog that likes to run away and be free, and you're going to constrict him with a blanket.
Yeah, he's also going to wear a lead rope around for the next month. A lunge line, maybe.
Oh, these are always very funny. Very well done. Very well
last
read.
One. I got
one
more.
One more.
This one. Okay, Kimberly, this one is sad. You guys, this one is so sad. I need a tissue. Okay. Kimberly says, I went to get a new pedicure, and then I came home to feed my horse. And when I took off my barn shoes, I had shavings stuck to my newly painted toenails.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. OvationRiding.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for some really bad ads. We do this every Friday. It's one of the most popular things that we do. So we are going to bring you the best of the ones that we received. And Jennifer received a lot of them this week. And we have some new prizes for this month, for the month of November. And I'm very excited about this. We did this last year. And I know you have a couple of hers. We have a listener whose name is Allison. And she does the coolest little clay figurines that are of your horses. You send her a picture of your horses, and she does these little figurines, and she did one for our horses last year, and they are so adorable, and they're usually coming out of a teacup or a little coffee cup, or in our case, it was a cocoa cup. They are so cute, and she is going to give away a custom one of those to one of our winners this month. And if you're looking for a Christmas gift that is truly one of a kind that people will know you have put some effort into, it's just not buying something at the store, you go to Artwork by Allison on Etsy. It's Artwork by Allison. You can order one of the custom ones. You send a picture and she will get them done for you. Now, you'll want to do that in the month of November because she gets pretty busy. These are really, what, about an inch? They're about an inch. They're really small. But
let me just tell you that Chad asked me, he's like, okay, we were having to do a lot of planning when we were getting our home study done for the adoption. And he's like, okay, we need a plan of like, if the house is burning down, where are we going to go and what are we going to grab? He's like, I'll grab the folder with all of our stuff in it. I'm going to grab, you know, this. And then we go, you know, make sure Lucas is outside and all this. And he's like, what are you going to grab? And I said, I've got to get the base, the first base from opening day 2001 from Turner Field, Atlanta Braves, and I have to get my little statue.
There you go, Allison.
No paperwork. I'm like, I need the little Zeus and the coffee cup and first base from opening day 2001. These are the two things that I'm going to grab in case of a fire.
Somebody last year, because they know how much we liked our little cup from Allison and our little figurines, they bought us a glass case. So we have a...
A little baseball case? That's a great idea.
It is. And that's what they're sitting in. They're sitting in a little glass case on the mantle so they don't get broken in any way, shape, or form. And it looks like Scooter. And these are... she does such a good job with them. So one of those is going to get given away this month. Artwork by Allison.
Oh my God. Somebody's so lucky.
And then I have a two-pack of books that we're giving away thanks to Trafalgar Square. A Horse Color Explored, over 150 breeds, types, and variations.
What a great Christmas gift for a kid.
Yes. And let me tell you, this is all illustrations. I mean, it goes over every color and shows you a picture of the color and explains why the colors are why they are and how they got to be that way. And it's really an in-depth
book.
Or an adult.
Or an adult.
Horse Color Explored, over 150 breeds, types, and variations. And you're also going to get Backyard Racehorse, the Training Manual, the new 5th edition. It's a comprehensive off-the-track program for owners and trainers. And this is for beginners, really. This goes through everything. And, of course, I opened it up, and because you're on the show, I opened it up to page, well, there's no page numbers in here, but I opened it up to the page, and this page is talking about sheath cleaning, of course. So there you go. So apparently...
See, it's not an addiction for me. It's an addiction for you.
I just opened it up. It's right there, cleaning the sheath. So yeah, so this has everything in it and a ton of cute illustrations. I don't know who the artist was, but there's a ton of cute illustrations in this book. It's Backyard Racehorse, the Training Manual. If you don't want them yourself, you can give them away as gifts at Christmas time. So those are our prizes for this month. All right, our first ad was submitted by Betsy. And actually, Betsy sent it in, so we're going to play this.
Hello, Horse World. This is Betsy Swanson. I have a bad ad for you from the Amity, New York Craigslist. Starts out, Appaloosa Gelding, $500. Appaloosa Gelding, broke to ride. He's 15 years old. I'm listing for my father. He's being sold as he stands with no test ride for $500. He has been simply a pet for 3 years, still gets grain daily, in good shape. Before that, was used mainly as a lead horse for the kids, and was rode on rare occasion. Before that, he was gamed lightly, then used as a trail horse. Don't know more, so don't ask. You are buying him as he stands, as is. Price is $500, so don't say he isn't worth it, or you will give less. It's $500. Text or call.
How much was it again,
Dear
Betsy?
God, 500. Now, remember, when you send yours in, you get 2 entries.
That's right.
And you, too, can grab your little horse in a coffee cup and when your house is burning down.
That's right. Joy sent the following win in. Nice broke horse, $875. Nice broke horse. He is a gelding. He is close to 15 hands. He is 7 years old. He will ride anywhere. Knows his way home after one time on the trail. He is road safe, stays on the shoulder. He saddle easy. Call or text. I'm guessing that this one's in Norco, and judging by the description, this one is used as a bar horse. They take him to the bar at night. No matter which bar they go to, they know the way home.
That's so instead of nice broke horse, it should have been called nice drunk broke horse.
Nice drunk broke horse. I think this would be the one that you would want. Stays on the shoulder, knows his way home.
Yeah,
it's
but
perfect.
See, knows his way home after one time on the trail means he's barn sour.
Well, I didn't say you get home from the bar slowly. You're going to get there quickly.
All right. K.R. Huppert sent this one in. We don't have your name, just that. When you send in an email, just put your name at the bottom so then we know who you are. Stable blankets. For the love of monkeys, please refrain from commenting that all one has to do is spray it with tent spray and turn it into a waterproof blanket. If you wish to do that to yourself versus wearing a raincoat, take a picture of how well that works out for you and I'll give you a discount on rains. Number one
person with a chip.
75 smart peg, smart blue, Tony Graham. Dirty. Tried it on my guy who is a fat rear no less than 3 times. They don't sell this color anymore. So if you have a bigger one, PM me. 2 hoods, I don't even know size. One might have a broken buckle. There are holes for the eyes. a sleazy. It's got a zipper. It looks like a Victoria's Secret item. I can't begin to tell you the size, and I've priced it accordingly. I'm just skimming through this.
Not measuring, not interested. Zipper works.
Not measuring. I really haven't even opened up the bags. Weatherbeat a stable blanket. It's probably a medium weight. I don't know. I measured. I wrote it down, but it's downstairs and I'm upstairs. So I think it's a 72.
Oh, and it might have some rips.
I don't know. Yeah, it's got some rips. I don't know. Yeah. Cob sheet can be used as a stable sheet or for flies. Size tag is a cob, but it looks bigger than corn on a cob. But that's a funny joke, by the way. $20.
Like how they're laughing at their own jokes.
I have literally 90 more used ones. Okay. 81 Rhino Heavyweights, my newest pride and joy. You can find them at this. Shipping is not included. $20 each. It'll go up and down, priced on the zone.
It's way too easy for someone.
How funny at the
yeah, read that.
I will write these are kitchen items for no extra cost on the box, though. That's for all the husbands that get the mail. I will ignore you if you don't read this post and say, pick price, but you won't know I've written this. Thank God for chocolate.
I'm not sure whether this person is annoying or somebody you want to have a beer with. I am not sure.
It's like I like them, but then I'm like, I don't know if I like you.
That'd be a lot of but too much you... of them, I think. Hannah sent the following one in. Hi, we have two white male pickin' ducks that look a lot like the Aflac duck.
That look a lot like the Aflac duck.
Now, she spelled pekin ducks wrong, but she spelled Aflac right. They are like our babies. We bought them at the local farmer's market the first week we moved from the city. But we have just been informed by our homeowners association that our beautiful duckies are not welcome here. We do not want to sell or give them away. We want a friend who will board them and take care of them. We want to come over a few times a week and see them, bring food or etc. Maybe take them for a ride to the park when it's warm outside. We hope you have a small pond or pool to use for a few deep baths a few times a week. We don't want them to drink the tap water here. It has sulfur in it and tastes terrible and cannot be good for a duck. The water is very bad. It is only bearable for showers for people, but not drinking water. Animals will drink the water if they bathe in it. We hope you only use bottled water for them to drink or bathe in.
These are ducks, right?
Yeah. Don't they live in dirty water and actually drink the dirty water?
They poop in the water and then they turn around and drink it, okay?
I hadn't read this before. If you drink tap water, then we can most likely supply the spring water when we visit. Oh, my God. They love the orange fish salt crackers. And yes, we now know that salt is not great for them. So we want to get their diet right, but keep a small section of crackers for treats for them so that they are not sad about losing them fully. We can discuss the boarding price and details when we hear from you.
Don't call. They'll never leave your house.
Oh, my God. Please respond if you're very easy to get along with. And very patient. We won't charge much since you have ducks and love having them around. We also watch Judge Judy and do not want any problems like the person trying to keep them if we get in an argument or something. So we would need to make an illegal contract. So everything is safe and secure. Am I reading this? Is this a real ad? This is very important for us, especially for them to be safe and get the right care. Thank you. Oh my God. Run! Run as fast as you can run. Okay. They are cuckoo as Cocoa Puffs.
I don't even have a comment. Like, I'm rereading this going, okay, they want a friend who's going to board them. And then they get all the way down to like, if we have a fight, I need a legal contract.
Oh my God. You do not want these people.
And you know that you've known boarders of horses that are this particular about the treats and where things go and what things do. Imagine the freaking ducks. Okay. Ducks. Awesome.
And can we reiterate that ducks live in dirty water. They eat, they drink the water they poop in. And they drink the water the fish poop in.
My friend Nancy was here and she's taking care of, she just loved going out and taking care of the chickens. And she comes back in and she's like, Jamie, chickens are gross.
They are.
I was like, yes.
They really are.
Yes, gross. They are. And you know what's grosser? Ducks.
You know what's grosser than that? Geese. Geese are really gross.
Bless our hearts. Just dumb. All right. Used horse trailer, cheap and reliable for $250. RJ sent this one in. Cheap and reliable. And the picture of it is on a road unhooked. Like it came
from
off
the back window of the car or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Would like to sell or trade my trailer to anyone interested. $250 OBO or willing to trade for almost anything. Just call or text to inquire. Seriously, anything is appreciated. It's extra cinder blocks, house plants, DVDs, quality cologne or perfume.
And in the picture, there's a ghost. Do you see the black ghost on the left?
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand. And then there's a little, but speak about the ghost. There's actually a light in the ghost.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is a haunted picture right here.
The haunted trailer. Just get it out of here. I'll trade it for anything.
I'll take anything. Candy corn. Nobody eats. I'll take it.
Okay, we'll post that picture on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page because I feel like it's haunted. There's a floating black ghost and then the light in the back, like from Sixth Sense, you know, in the
picture. And the ghost is smiling. Did you notice that?
Yeah, and why is the trailer unhooked in the middle of a road? Did it just come off the bumper and they're like, get a picture of a quick four wrecks?
And why is the picture taken from inside the truck? Why couldn't they get out and take the picture? That's the other question.
Is that haunted? And there's a ghost out there and they're not getting out of their truck.
You're exactly right, Jen. It's haunted as hell out there. I ain't getting out. Take it and drive.
The only thing that would have made this picture better is if it was done at night in the moonlight. All right. Let's, Carly sent this one in. Okay, now this is a Facebook ad, and you know you're not allowed to advertise your horses on Facebook anymore, so keep that in mind. Non-Craftsman lawnmower, $400 in Missouri. Only 2 years old, runs great. Has never refused to start. It's only 2 years old, so the paint is peeled off in places. Treads reworked a couple of weeks ago. Comes with a new pull rope. Very nice looking mower. I've been using the mower to keep the grass down in a 2-acre pasture. Also has an automatic burr gathering device on the rear end over the hood. It is fully integrated fertilizer spreader. Anybody interested in this mower, send me a private message, wink wink. Might get to trade on something that is a little more fuel efficient and older classic mower would be great.
I still am confused. Okay, it's got a new pull rope. So that means it's got a new halter.
New lead rope.
Just new shoes.
New shoes.
What is the paint is peeled off in places? What is it?
I was trying to figure that out. I think it's a clue that it's a paint.
I think that's maybe what that's supposed
it's
to be.
It's a paint. I guess. Yeah.
And you're trading for an older horse?
Yeah, they because this one's only 2 years old, and it only eats grass in the pasture, and they really want something that's broke. So we want to trade our unbroke two-year-old. It's a typical ad. We want to trade our unbroke two-year-old for your broke-ass horse, and we want it to be an even trade.
You know what? Next. That took too much time. Next. Kelly Harmon sent this one in. Appaloosa Palomino horse registered gelding, $25 in Osakis.
$2,500.
$2,500. Yeah. 8-year-old registered Appaloosa gelding. He is Palomino and white. Lots of color. He is also green, broke to ride. He was trained by a professional as a 4-year-old. If you know how to ride, you will be able to ride him. $2,500. Used to lots of farm equipment, dogs, cats, deers, turkeys, geese, pheasants, coyotes, fox in his pasture. Isn't that like the way it is with any horse? Like if you know how to ride, you can ride.
You can ride. Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Emily sent this one in. Gelded bucks for sale. $100,150. I think there's supposed to be a dash. I have a bucks and a few that been branded. Looking for homes for the freezer for them. Mostly Boer mix for sale. All moms have been tested and are neg tested moms. Please text me for muddy info.
Is this code? This is out of Alaska, by the way, Wasilla. Is this code? I don't know even what they're talking. Are we talking about goats?
I don't know. If we were goat people, we would know that that's a buck or a sheep or something.
And, how important it is to be a negative tested mom, because apparently that's important. I don't know.
Well, if you're going to eat it, hopefully it doesn't have like rabies. I don't know.
Sellers shook. By the way, Sellers sent me a lovely email earlier in the week, and I think I forwarded it to you about how much he loves the shows, and I really appreciate that, Sellers. And aww. I want to throw in, Sellers has a great name. Her name is Sellers. It's a great name.
The last name Shook, though. That's even better.
Yep, Sellers Shook.
I'd be called Jamie Shook.
Jamie Shook. You know, you really could put Shook behind anything. Glenn Shook, Jennifer Shook. Could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an amazing last name.
Walk-in horse. Walk-in horse. Walk-in horse. $850 out of Pickens. Is that Georgia?
Oh, my God. This Pickens County, Georgia.
Pickens
now,
County,
you better
Georgia.
Have your southern accent.
Eight-year-old walk-in horse. Wait a minute. Let me start over. Eight-year-old walk-in horses. Good home. Only $850 her best offer. She is good, needs her feet done, and can have coffins, so don't ask. Text is best. Keep in mind, I do not have to sell this horse, so don't offer me any BS.
Amen, sister. You stick to that big price tag of $850 for a new horse.
With coffins, apparently. I don't know. You get the coffin,
no,
too.
No, it says she is good, needs her feet done, and I don't have coffins. So don't ask, what is that?
I don't know.
I'll talk Southern with you. And here, I don't even know what they're talking about.
I don't know either. All right, I think we probably...
By the way, my dad just left town, and he said, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, Jamie, I used to take your mama buck dancing. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I used to take your mama buck dancing. Google, you do buck dancing, and then you're going to know what the hell I dealt with as a child growing up. Okay.
Do you ever break into your southern accent when your dad's around? Because for new listeners, her dad has the severest southern accent you've ever heard.
I'll tell you what, when my daddy starts talking, I revert to the most proper diction ever, because I try to rebel against anything that my father does.
He is as southern as they come. All right, what do we
do? Andrea sent this one, and hold on. Have a few horses that I have for FORE free, at least two past finos, brother and sister, and an OTTB, the dozed basically English and is wheat as can be.
A loaf of bread? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Idea. All right, let's wrap on that one. We'll save the next couple for next week. Thank you so much to everybody who sent in. We also got ads from Carrie, Betsy, Charlotte, Andrea, Laura, Chantel, Beth, Dave, Kelly,
Michaela, and Claire.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, we'll put those in. We'll get those added in. And thank
and
you so
remember
much.
Remember that you even if we didn't read it, you're in the running for the prize. And if you read your own dang ad and you send it to yourself, what the hell? Where were you, Carly? Come on.
Yeah.
If you send your own ad in, you get two entries.
Apparently, Carly's getting lazy, and she always does the ads in her hot muscle car. And, you know, she goes to work every day. She could have done this.
Isn't it fun to get? If we don't know you, you're not being obnoxious enough. So be more obnoxious, and we want to get to know you if you're listening.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll be
you
back.
You won't know me. That's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure. More than you ever wanted to. We're going to be back on Monday with the results of the Breeders' Cup. We'll talk a little bit about that. We have a fun week planned for you next week. If you have questions for Mary, Mary's going to be here on Tuesday. So if you have horse training questions, send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and we'll make sure they get included on the show Tuesday morning for Mary.
Dogs too.
I don't know. She might. And then the other thing, too, I wanted to mention is that if you want to be on the air with Mary and actually ask her the question in person, we can arrange that, too. So Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com about any training questions. I do have a good friend, Chrissy Joy, that was just on Stable Scoop about how she trains her dogs to be on TV. So maybe I need to get her on with you.
You can quit. Just come when I call it. Really, that's all I need. Hey, come here.
Yeah, I think I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this little dog, actually.
Oh, God.
Going to be that dog. I'm going to have a new bumper for that dog. All right, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy it, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Spay, neuter, and geld. Oh, I got a first-world problem from Tanya. Tana, it says, it's raining outside, so I have to water my indoor arena.